Chapter 4. Cosette is saved. Life at the Thénardier's Inn, the sergeant of Waterloo, was very hard for little Cosette. By now, she was only 8 years old, but she did all the hard work. All day, she had to wash, clean and carry for Madame Thénardier. Monsieur Thénardier was no better than his wife. Everyone who came to the inn heard his story about the inn's name. "I was a soldier at the Battle of Waterloo," he told them. "I saved a man's life, you know." But this was just another of his lies. Thénardier was only at Waterloo that terrible night in 1815 to steal from the dead bodies of soldiers. After the battle, he was pulling a ring from a dead soldier's finger when the man suddenly opened his eyes and spoke.
"Thank you for saving my life," he said quietly. "Who are you?"
"Thénardier, a French soldier like you."
"Thank you, Thénardier. There's money inside my jacket. Please take it."
But this money was already safely inside Thénardier's coat. Thénardier looked in the soldier's jacket and said,
"Someone has stolen your money. I've saved your life, and now I must go."
"I shan't forget your name, Thénardier, and please remember mine. It's Georges Pontmercy."
Later, Thénardier did remember Pontmercy. He painted a picture of himself, the brave soldier, carrying Pontmercy on his back at the Battle of Waterloo. He gave his inn its new name and put this picture on the wall. One very cold winter's evening, Madame Thénardier sent Cosette out to get water. It was very dark, but Cosette knew the way well. She filled her bucket with water and began to carry it home. It was a long way, and the bucket was very heavy. She wanted to cry, but she was afraid that Madame Thénardier might see her. The poor little girl felt that she was everywhere. So Cosette bravely hurried on. Suddenly, a tall, strong man was walking at her side.
"That looks like a very heavy bucket, my child," he said. "I'll carry it for you."
He took the bucket and asked her name. When she told him, he stopped and looked at her.
"Who has sent you out to get water so late at night?" he asked.
"Madame Thénardier, the innkeeper's wife. Please give me the bucket when we get there, or she'll hit me."
"That's where I'm staying tonight," said the man.
When Cosette opened the door of the inn, Madame Thénardier shouted,
"You've been a long time."
Then she saw the stranger with Cosette.
"We have no room, monsieur," she told him.
"I can sleep on the floor, and I'll still pay for a room," he replied.
"All right,"
she said.
"Is this child yours?" he asked.
"Oh, no. Her mother left her here years ago. But we think that she may be dead because she hasn't replied to our last letter."
Before he left the next morning, the stranger said to Madame Thénardier,
"I'm sure that it costs you a lot to look after that child. Why don't I take her away?"
At that moment, Monsieur Thénardier appeared.
"But we love that little girl," he said. "She's like a daughter to us. And I don't even know your name."
"If I take her, I will not tell you my name or where I live.
You'll never see her again. Do you agree? Yes or no?
Thénardier thought for a moment.
I must have 1,500 francs, he said.
The stranger took out the money and held it up.
Bring Cosette now, he said.
A short while later, he and the girl began their journey to Paris, walking together hand in hand. And feeling her small hand in his, for the first time that he could remember, Valjean felt love. For weeks they lived happily in a poor little apartment in Paris, where Cosette laughed and sang from the moment she awoke. Watching her play and teaching her to read were the only things in Valjean's life that he cared about. She called him father and knew him by no other name. These two friendless people each had someone to love. Valjean felt safe from Javert, but he still chose not to go out in the day. Their old landlady did all the shopping and cooking. In the evenings, Valjean and Cosette went for walks in the quiet streets near their building. But one night, when Cosette was in bed, Valjean thought that he heard someone outside their door. He listened carefully. Then he put his eye to the keyhole and looked through. A tall man in a long black coat was walking away. Could it be Javert? Thought Valjean. The next evening, when it was dark, Valjean took Cosette by the hand and they went out for their walk. Valjean looked carefully up and down the streets, but he saw no one. Cosette asked no questions, even when he kept changing direction to check that they were not followed. With him, she felt safe. But suddenly, Valjean saw a policeman hiding in the darkness at the end of the street. He quickly turned and went another way, but another policeman was hiding there too. A little light fell on the man's face. It was Javert. Valjean picked up Cosette and hurried down a narrow street until they came to a wall. There was only one way out.
Who's coming after us?
Asked Cosette, a little frightened.
Don't be afraid, Valjean said in her ear. Madame Thénardier is coming, but you're safe with me. Just do what I say.
Valjean took off his scarf and quickly put it under Cosette's arms.
Stand with your back against the wall while I climb up, he said. Then he pulled himself up the wall and lay down on top of it.
Now, pass me the ends of the scarf, he told Cosette as he reached down.
She felt herself lifted from the ground onto the wall. Valjean could hear Javert's voice shouting to the other policeman. With Cosette on his back, he made his way along the wall, reached a tree, and climbed down to the ground. They were in a garden, and an old man was walking towards them.
Please help us, Valjean said quickly. I'll give you 100 francs.
Mère Madeleine?
Said the old man in surprise.
It was Fauchelevent, the old man from Montreuil who fell under the cart years ago.
What are you doing here? Valjean asked.
You got me a job here at this convent as a gardener, don't you remember? But what about you? Have you and the child fallen from the skies?
Please help us, said Valjean. The child is very cold and needs to rest.
Half an hour later, Cosette was asleep by the fire in the gardener's simple little house. Fauchelevent brought Valjean bread,
cheese and wine.
No other men are allowed in the convent, he said to Valjean. But I'll tell the nuns that I have a brother who can come to help me with the garden. And the nuns will teach your daughter at the convent school. All will be well. But first, you'll need to leave secretly and come back through the front door.